Serena asked Faith. "Oh, no, you don't," Faith said as she cracked her eyes open to stare at Serena. "We were talking about your sexual fantasy question."
"Yeah, we were," Julie said pointedly.
Serena let out an exasperated breath. "You two are worse than a dog with a bone."
"Yep," Julie said with a grin. "I have no life, remember? I have to live vicariously through my clients. Now spill."
Serena bit her bottom lip, then shrugged her shoulders. "What the hell? Nothing ventured, nothing gained." "I have some pretty interesting fantasies."
Julie snorted. "Don't we all?"
Serena could see Faith's blush start at her feet and creep up her body. She grinned. "Apparently Faith does, judging by that blush."
Faith gave a mortified squeak and hid her face.
"We're not talking about me," she said in a muffled voice.
"No, but I wish we were," Julie muttered. "I bet that sweet, innocent exterior shields a twisted mind."
"Serena, we're talking about Serena," Faith pointed out.
Julie turned back to look at Serena.
"So, spill, honey. What's so interesting about your sexual fantasies? And why would you want to know if someone we knew could fulfill them? As gorgeous as you are, you wouldn't have to walk far to find any number of men more than willing to take directions."
Serena gave her a dark look. "I haven't told you what my fantasies are."
"Ooh,"
Faith exclaimed. "Hurry up, Julie. This sounds like it'll be good."
"My magic hands are being dumped for her demented fantasies?" Julie asked in an exaggerated hurt tone.
"Like you aren't every bit as eager to hear it as she is," Serena drawled.
Julie grinned. "True. Okay, Faith, all done. Better get dressed. You have no idea what Serena's fantasies involve, and I have to think Gray would object to a lesbian threesome."
Faith blushed bright red, and it looked like her insides were squeezed to the bursting point. Serena rolled her eyes. "You're way too easy, Faith."
"You only think I'm all sweet and innocent," Faith mumbled as she pulled on a robe.
"What was that?" Julie asked, pouncing on Faith's statement.
"Serena. We're talking about Serena, remember?" The phone rang, and Julie held up a finger for them to wait as she walked over to answer. Serena sat there with her feet dangling down the side of the table. In the weeks the women had been meeting for massages and then lunch, they discussed a lot of outlandish topics, but never had those included the personal details of Serena's deep, dark fantasies, and she honestly wasn't sure she was prepared to unveil them, even to her two closest friends. But if not them, then who? Exactly. She sighed. Maybe she should just forget about them and continue on fulfilling other people's hokey fantasies.
Julie returned, a look of apology darkening her pretty features. "I'm sorry, guys. I can't do lunch today. That was one of my clients in need of an emergency overhaul."
"That's too bad," Faith said with an unhappy grimace.
"Overhaul? That doesn't sound good," Serena remarked.
Julie grinned. "It's her own fault. She went to another stylist to get her hair done, and now she's 10 sorts of sorry and is crawling back to me."
"Just like you like them," Faith said as she hopped off the table.
"You two go on without me, but," she said, pinning them both with a glare, "I'll expect a full report later, as in nothing left out. Don't make me hurt you."
Serena rolled her eyes and got down off the table to go dress. "Trust me, it's not that juicy, Julie. As if anything in my boring-ass life would be." Julie studied her with a speculative stare.
"Oh, I don't know, Serena. It's always the boring ones who turn out to have the most shocking secrets."
Again, a rosy blush stained Faith's face, and Serena and Julie both burst out laughing.
"Obviously, we haven't been pressing Faith enough for hers," Serena said dryly. "Make her tell you at lunch," Julie suggested. "Then you can call me later with the dirt."
"Oh, she won't do that," Faith said innocently, "because then I'd have to give you the dirt on her."
"Somebody had better give me the scoop on both, you deviants," Julie warned. "I'll withhold all services until I get it, and you, my dear, are due for a whack soon."
"Crap," Faith grumbled.
Serena linked her arms through Faith's and started to drag her toward the dressing room. "We could always find a new salon, you know."
Julie snorted. "Sure, if you want to look like a scarecrow."
"She's arrogant, isn't she?"
Serena said in a loud whisper as they exited the room. Julie's laughter followed them into the changing area. Serena veered off into her cubicle to dress, and a few minutes later, she met Faith out front where Julie was already soothing her distraught client. As Serena and Faith headed for the door, Julie caught their gaze and rolled her eyes heavenward.
Serena blew her a kiss.
"The usual?" Serena asked as she and Faith walked out to the parking lot. Faith shook her head.
If we're going to have a down and dirty conversation, I don't want to go to Cattleman's.
Serena lifted her brow.
Why not?
Because any one of the guys might be there, Faith said.
Good point, Serena mumbled.
The men that Faith worked with, gorgeous specimens of men, all of them, regularly haunted Cattleman's, a local pub and grill.
The last thing Serena wanted was an audience.